Today, we'd like to see the title of My Yoke in the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 20 up to 30. To ordinary words of people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 22, but I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. What does it mean? And what can we learn from this? Question 2, in verses 28 and 29, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. What do they mean, and what can we apply these to our lives? Question 3. In verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why is this? Today, we studied the cities which did not repent, verses 20 up to 24, and his yoke to rest us, verses 25 up to 30. Verse 20, then he, or Jesus, began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works. The mighty words showed Jesus as the Son of God and the Christ, as the prophets had prophesied in the Old Testament, had been done because they did not repent. Therefore, the watchers or seers should have repented their unbelief in Jesus Christ with other sins and should have believed Jesus Christ. Verse 21, woe to you, bad to you, or sorrowful to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. His mighty works were not recorded in the Bible in Chorazin, in Bethsaida, but in particular, because John chapter 20, verse 30, and truly, Jesus did many other signs or many other miracles, mighty works, in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Also, John chapter 21, 25, and there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, written everything, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. But we don't know specifically what kind of miracle or mighty works, signs in Chorazin, Bethsaida, but we know that Jesus did the mighty works. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, those cities were pagan cities, punished in the Old Testament time. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2 and 22. Son of a man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am a God, so arrogant, I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not a God. Though you set your heart as the heart of a God and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Sidon, I will be glorified in your midst, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I exact judgment in her and hallowed in her. So God made judgment to Tyre and Sidon in the Old Testament because they were so arrogant. They would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. If they had sinned, they meaning Tyre and Sidon, pagan citizens, they had seen Jesus' mighty works, they would have repented. Verse 22, but I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. In the day of judgment, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this death, the judgment will come. So the people in Tyre and Sidon will be less judgment than the people in Chorazin and Bethsaida, because our God makes a judgment in fairness and equity depending upon the degree of knowledge of Jesus Christ. Simply means Tyre and Sidon had no opportunity to see Jesus' mighty work, Jesus' signs. So if they saw Jesus' mighty works, they know that Jesus is God, Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So therefore, they should have repented and believed Jesus Christ. So that's why Tyre and Sidon, the God's punishment less than is the citizens of Chorazin and Bethsaida's people. Verse 23, and you, Capernaum, the headquarters of Jesus' ministry, located in the Sea of Galilee, which city, who are exalted to heaven. So who are arrogant or are proud, like the Sidon, will be brought down to Hades, to hell. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. So Sodom is a pagan city due to great sin, was punished. Genesis chapter 18, verse 20. And the Lord said, because of the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very great. So that's why Sodom was punished with Gomorrah too. It would have remained until this day because they would have repented the very grave sin, if they had seen his Jesus' mighty works. So 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20, disciple Peter said, inspired by the Holy Spirit, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. So after knowing the knowledge of Jesus, knowing Jesus Christ, then you commit the sin, that is latter time is worse than the beginning time. Verse 24, but I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom, which means land of Sodom, less judgment, less penalty in the day of judgment than for you, than the people of Capernaum. The land of Capernaum will be subject to more harsh judgment than the land of Sodom, because of Capernaum knowledge of Jesus Christ upon their sight of his mighty words. Even if you see a lot of churches listen to gospel on SNS, such as television, radio, internet, your judgment will be harsher on the day of judgment if you don't repent your sins and you believe in Jesus Christ. Then verse 25, at that time, when Jesus said to them, simultaneously, Jesus answered and said, this means Jesus prayed. Here we can see Jesus' intimate relationship with the Father, or his communion with the Father. John chapter 10, verse 38. But if I do, though you do not believe in me, believe the works, believe the mighty words, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Here we know that Jesus gave the mighty words, the signs. How come? Because let you believe the mighty words. Then you may know, believe, God the Father is in Jesus. Jesus is in God. So one communion. So which means Jesus is God, Son of God, Messiah. So you believe it in that way. Consequently, you have a Father, a Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent. The wise and prudent people in the sight of the world, religious leaders in Judaism in this context, filled with the pride or arrogance, and ready to condemn, blind to God's truth, caught up in politics or opinions of man, rather than the Bible, where God reveals himself, his Son, his plan for our lives and the future, and have revealed them to babies. Babies here indicate humble and simple people to receive the truth and rejoice in the truth. Childless humble heart, not immaturity. Matthew chapter 18, verses 4, Jesus said, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus really emphasized a humble heart. So humble people receive the truth in the Bible, in God's word, without doubt, simply. But the wise, the prudent people here in the sight of the world, they would not accept the truth in the Bible. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. Jesus describes God's sovereignty. Verse 27, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. All authority to Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, to his 11 disciples, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So when you pray to God the Father, so you are, you know, in the authority of Jesus Christ and in the name of Jesus Christ. And no one knows the Son except the Father. So we cannot know the Father by ourselves. For example, Zophar's counsel to Job, Job chapter 11, verse 7. Can you search out the deep things of God by yourself? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty by yourself? Answer, no. No one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son. Only through one mediator, Jesus Christ, we can know the Father. Job chapter 33, verse 23, the Job says, if there is a messenger for him, a mediator between God and people, one among a thousand to show man his righteousness. Job described a mediator necessary in the Old Testament time. Then 1 Timothy, New Testament time, chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And the one to whom the Son will to reveal him, whomsoever the Son will reveal him, does know the Father. The Spirit of Christ reveals the Father. John chapter 14, verse 26. But to help the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name or in Jesus' name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. I mean that Jesus said to us. Then verse 28, come to Jesus Christ. Why? In the scriptures, God reveals himself, his Son, his plan for our lives and the future. Those are things only through Jesus Christ which we can know. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said to Thomas, actually, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. In order to know God, we always through Jesus Christ. Also, John chapter 6, verse 38, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets in the Old Testament time, has in these last days spoken to us in the New Testament time by his Son, whom he had appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. So come to me. Also here, all you who labor and are heavy laden. What are heavy burdens? Burden of self-pleasure. So in order to please yourself, sick money, or a sick drug, alcohol, some new sensation, some new thrill. When you reach it there, it easily gone away. It easily disappears. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 up to 13. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So if you need more thing, that is, a disciple said, go to Jesus Christ, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. If you are so rich, but you want to more rich, you know, some uncomfortable, that also go to Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Then is number two, the burden of sin. Because of sin, you have a burden in your spirit. Heavy burden because of sin. That example, David's adultery, Psalm chapter 51, verses 3-4. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. So adultery with Bathsheba, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. So basically, David the king asked God forgiveness, blameless when you judge. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, when you have a burden of a sin, go to Jesus Christ, go to God here. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you go to God, come to me, in order to God the Father through Jesus Christ. So that's why Jesus said, come to me. Also, third kind of burden of excessive religious demand. A lot of programs in a churchy kind of thing. Matthew chapter 23, verse 2-4 and 10. Jesus saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works. Because they say, but do not do. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. So they, religious leaders, burdened a lot of things to the people, but they do not do so. So here answer Jesus, verse 10, chapter 23, Matthew, do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. Another version, neither be called masters, for you have one master, the Christ. So that kind of situation, go to Christ, come to me. You are the only one teacher, Jesus Christ. Actually, I am a teaching assistant. So what Jesus says, God says, deliver in that way. So in that case also, go to Jesus or go to God through Jesus. Then is number four, persecution. When you deliver gospel, you have a lot of persecution. 2 weeks ago, James Chaplain in South Sudan, he was a martyr in delivering gospel. So that kind of serious persecution burden. Here, example, Paul and Timothy, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8-9. For we, Paul and Timothy, do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, over our trouble which came to us in Asia. So you should know our persecution in Asia, that we were burdened beyond the measure. So those burdens out of control, above strength, above physical strength, so that we despaired even of life. We feel almost dead, even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. We got actually death sentence, that we should not trust in ourselves. Here answer, but in God who raised the dead. So to get trust in God rather than in our service, because our God who raised the dead. So go to God through Jesus Christ. The last one, spiritual burden. Sight of these fallen worlds, such as violence, lies, commercialism, secularism, celebrity, and so on, that kind of feel so burden. That example, Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1-3. The burden which the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear? Even cry out to you, violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity? Iniquity means sin. And cause me to see trouble for plundering. Plundering is stealing. And violence are before me. There is a strife right over you. Violence, you know, ISIS painting. And the contention arises. Lot of suit, lawsuit, lot of contention, right? This is Habakkuk saw the last day of Judah. So a lot of chaos then, like you know, today. Then is, he got an answer from that burden, Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls or in the cages. Verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. So that case is come to God, come to the Lord. So the other way, so they can get rest. That's why Jesus said, I will give you rest. The Lord frees us from all above burdens. So whatever burden, you go to God through Jesus Christ, or go to the Lord in that way. That is 29, take my yoke. An owner puts a yoke to fit on the shoulders of an ox, camel, or a horse to pull a cart or a plow. I have a plan or a purpose for your life or your existence. So to take my yoke means to submit to his control or to his authority. Luke chapter 17, verse 33. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. So submit it to God, to the Lord. Then you will be saved. Otherwise, you will lose. So then, and learn from me, simply means follow me. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then Jesus said to them, his disciples all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. His cross is God's calling to you daily, and follow me. Then for, because I am gentle and lowly in heart. Let Christ live in you. Let Christ, who is gentle and lowly in heart, control your life. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh or in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And you will find rest for your souls. So find the Sabbath. Sabbath is means rest. Find the Sabbath in the Lord over the Sabbath. So the Sabbath Lord is Jesus Christ. So three steps right here. Number one, come to me, come to Lord. Number two, take my yoke, take Jesus' yoke. Number three, learn from me. verse 30, for my yoke is easy, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here, my is, who is Jesus? Jesus is God, who is omnipotent and omniscient, which meaning he can do whatever he wants. Also, he knows everything, the past, present, future. So our controlling life always in an agitated state over unrest, because we are so limited power and knowledge. But the Lord, Creator, has thoughts, plans, purposes for our lives. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. God has thought for me. That is ESV translation said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. So God said, I have the plans for you. Planned for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Likewise, the car maker has a plan for car, how to use that car, which way better. But car itself has no idea of cars, where it is going, you know, how it does. It's the same way God is the Creator, the Lord Creator. He has the plan, he has the thought, he has a purpose for our lives, for the future. That's why let us submit it to the Lord. So his yoke is easy. Number two, his burden is light. Number two, Jesus showed us how he, the Son of Man, lived on the earth to please God. So for example, Gethsemane prayer, Luke chapter 22, verse 42, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Also, John chapter 6, verse 38, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So, our self-pleasure life always in an agitated state of unrest, because seeking endless pleasure causes a heavy burden and exhausted. So let's see each question answer in verse 22. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. What does it mean, and what can we learn from this? So this meaning, Tyre and Sidon had no opportunity to see Jesus' mighty works in the Old Testament time. So in the day of judgment, Tyre and Sidon judgment was less than here, Chorazin, Bethsaida, who saw Jesus' mighty work, so having the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Then is, what can we learn from this? This one is, we saw a lot of residents, a lot of people around our community who do not believe in Jesus Christ. We should have compassion upon them. So whenever we try to deliver, introduce Jesus Christ to them, the gospel, you know, proclaim gospel to them. Question two, in verse 28:28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. What do they mean? So we should go to the Lord, because our Lord's burden is light and easy. So we are listed in five kind of example, you know, whatever burdens we should go to the Lord. Here to instead take my yoke, because Jesus' yoke is easy and burden less, and learn from me, simply meaning follow me. So to instead come to me, take my yoke, and learn from me. Last question in verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why is this? So Jesus is God. God is omniscient, omnipotent. So compared to human being, is a limited power, limited knowledge. Also, God has the plan for our lives. So his yoke is easy. Also, burden is like already known for us. Also, second reason is we can see Jesus' life on the earth. Jesus always is doing God's will to please God in that way. So that is easy, light way. So without the God the Father put the maker seat, Jesus in the right hand over God the Father. So finally glorified in Jesus too. So the self plays the life always in an agitated state of unrest because seeking endless pleasure causes a heavy burden and exhaustion. Let's sing song all together on bulletin, last song.